Good morning. You're listening to WHCB Bristol Kingsport Johnson City. WHCB 91.5 The Blessing. My name is Kenneth Hill. I'm general manager of WHCB and the host for our prayer time get together. And for those that do not know, I'm going to tell you that we are a listener supported, non-commercial Christian broadcast service. We depend upon the listener for our support. That means that your gifts to WHCB are important. Without them, simply we can't survive, we can't continue, we can't be on the air doing what we do on a daily basis. Now, the Lord's been very gracious to us. We've been on the air since 1984. If you're counting, that's over 30 years. And we thank the Lord for His goodness. If you'd like to correspond with us by email, if you want to give online, we can receive those gifts securely. If you've got church news for us or any other conversation for us, you can send it by email. Simply go to our website, whcbradio.org, whcbradio.org. Let's talk about the word wholeheartedly. That's a word of 14 letters, and it means, the dictionary says, to do something with all your energy or enthusiasm, to give it your very best. That's wholeheartedly. Well, does this word describe how you handle your job or how you apply yourself to a position that you hold or how you treat your spouse or other family members? Or if we get down to the nitty-gritty, are you wholeheartedly involved in your relationship with Almighty God? This morning, did you get up with your heart determined to make the most of every situation, to be friendly and helpful with everybody you come into contact with? You have decided, haven't you, to do the very best job possible today, whether anyone's looking or if anybody even knows that you're doing it? Psalm 119:10 reminds us the psalmist's resolve. He said, "With my whole heart I have sought God." So we're getting down to something very important. It's our relationship with the living God of creation. With my whole heart I have sought God. Now, the psalmist repeats that thought several times in the same psalm. You know, Psalm 119 is the big, long psalm. "Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart." That's verse 2. "Or I will put into practice with the whole heart." Verse 34. "I will keep your commandments with my whole heart." Verse 69. Or how about verse 145? "I cry out with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord, I will keep your word." When we're in prayer or in reading God's word and seeking to do his will, my question for you is, can you say, "I've tried my very best with my whole heart to find you, to do your work, to love you"? Only when you learn to love God with your whole heart, then it is that we can say we've tried our very best. Now, we should apply this wholehearted approach to every phase of our lives. That includes honesty and sincerity with our family members, our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, with our employers and employees. In fact, in every business dealing, whether it's large or small. What I've found is that in business dealings, I have to be very circumspect. I have to ask the right questions, and I have to give the right answers when people ask me questions. Oh, I know, sometimes I disappoint folks because I have an answer different than what they want. But I'm driven to try to give the answer that is correct for me the one that has the answer that tells the truth, because with my whole heart I'm seeking after God. Now, in Psalm 111:1, the psalmist put it this way. He said, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. I'll put everything in my praise and adoration to the Lord God, because he alone is worthy. Now, if we skip to Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah, the Lord gave a promise to Jeremiah in Jeremiah 24:7. I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return to me with their whole heart. King David promised the Lord in Psalm 9, verse 1, I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. Do you promise that today? Oh, not to me, but to the Lord. Do we have the same relationship that the psalmist had with the God of creation? Are we wholeheartedly given to Almighty God? Well, whether it be family or whether it be the Lord, whether it be our employer or our employees, are we wholeheartedly doing our best? Are we doing everything in the best way we possibly can? Do we go out of our way to let our family know exactly how important they are to us? When we give it real consideration, it's so easy and worthwhile to give ourselves to God and those who are most important to us. Now, it's not out of duty or necessity, but out of love. When we love the Lord wholeheartedly, we will love our family in the exact same way. Do you? If not, you can take care of that today. You can say something like this, Dear Lord, I want to know you with my whole heart. May my every act of worship, my prayer, my time in your word, my work, my study be wholeheartedly done for your glory. Why not pray that today? Let's go to prayer. You may want to pray that as we pray together. Father, thank you for the love that you have shown us, made manifest in Jesus Christ, as he has come to this earth and died for our sin. He was buried and he rose again the third day. We thank you for that truth. We thank you for that love that was shown to us through Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, there's some folks who are working on this thing of wholehearted love to you. And I pray that you would enable them by your Holy Spirit to live their lives today and every day in a wholeheartedly given devotion to you and to your service. May they as well show that wholehearted desire to serve their family and their fellow man. Father, we've got a number of things going on. We've got a number of things we're preparing to do, as well as those that we're doing. And we certainly need your help. Each one of us here at the radio station needs your help, Lord, that we might do what we do with our whole heart, and that we might do what we do as unto you. And Father, we do ask for your provision for each of us and for this ministry, and we thank you for that. And we do that in Jesus' name. Amen.